To take your Bibles, and you can turn to 2 Timothy and chapter 2 and verse number 19. We will eventually get there, but excuse me. Throughout the Bible, you will find the phrase "in the name of." That phrase is used 64 different times in the Bible. Now, it's not always necessarily speaking of in the name of God or in the name of Christ. It could be a phrase referring to an individual that in their name a certain thing takes place. But in the name of is used 64 different times in the Bible. In His name is used 8 times. And again, not necessarily referring to God or Christ. But as you narrow it down, in the name of the Lord is used 44 times in the Bible, in the Old Testament and in the New together. In the name of Jesus is used 6 times in the Bible. It helps us to understand in our life, in the Christian life, in our service and so forth, it's not us, but it's in the name of the Lord. I'm going to just refer to a few matters here. You know, salvation is in the name of Christ. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. It's Christ and Christ alone. His finished work on the cross of Calvary that saves. It's in the name of Christ. We pray. I don't know about you, but normally when I hear someone pray, they come to the end of the prayer and they'll say, in the name of Christ or in the name of Jesus. Now, there's not something magical about that, but it's recognizing the fact that when we pray, we're praying to the Lord. We're seeking His help. We're honoring Him or acknowledging what He has already done. In John chapter 14 and verse 13, and whatsoever you shall ask in My name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in My name, I will do it. And in My name, pray in My name. Service is that which is accomplished through Christ, in the name of Christ, in Colossians, in chapter 3, in verse 17. And a little later, we're going to look at this verse again, and we're going to apply it in just a little bit different way. But it says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Whatsoever you do in your service, we're serving the Lord, and we serve through Christ. Through His leading and His guiding and His wisdom and His power. We cannot do it on ourselves. We could look at others. You know, He is our authority in Acts chapter 4, verses 7 and 10. He is our power in Acts 14, 15. He is the one who glorifies Himself in Acts chapter 14, verses 12 and 13. In His name. But tonight, I want us to look at just a matter of daily living. And you and I live in a world that is not really inclined to trust Christ, to lean upon Him. We live in we might as well say a wicked world, a world full of sin. And it's not always easy to live the Christian life. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That verse, one phrase in that verse, can be tremendously encouraging. The Lord knoweth they that are His. Aren't you so glad that God knows you? You know, that can be kind of scary at times too. There's nothing we can hide from God. You can hide some things from your children. You can hide some things from your spouse, but nothing you can hide from God. But God knoweth those that are His, and He has put His name on us. Christian, little Christ. Not that we live up to who He is or anything, but we are known of the Lord. And here He said then on in that verse, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ, that one who has professed Christ as their Savior. Paul, in writing this particular letter to Timothy and in this particular verse, is referring somewhat to back in the Numbers in chapter 16 and verse 26. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. And here Paul, referring back to that in this particular verse, says, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. There in 2 Corinthians and chapter 5, as we've been trying to memorize that, and some of you have probably done a good job at it. But, there in verse number 17, and we become new creatures. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. When we come to a saving knowledge of Christ, when we become His child, there ought to be a difference in our life. And we need to protect ourselves from going back or thinking upon the old life. When we were pastoring in West Salem, Wisconsin, the Lord enabled us or allowed us to start a church there in West Salem. And there was a young lady that made a profession of faith. I'm not sure it was real, but she was anxious to give a testimony. Whenever the opportunity was, she would give a testimony, but she always referred back and she would rehearse all the things that she did before she claimed to be saved. And it wasn't long, she was back doing those things. And here he says, depart. Not depart just from staying away from them, but don't rehearse them. You know, as Hebrews says, that there is pleasure in sin for a moment. And as you continue rehearsing some of those quote-unquote pleasures, you're tempted to go back to them. But here he says, depart, separate from, turn away from evil. And can you do that? Not on your own. Not in our own strength. It takes more than just us. Though we are not perfect, we are not sinlessly perfect, yet that ought to be a goal. That ought to be something we strive for in our lives. But we need the Lord's help in order to do it. In Romans, in chapter 6, and verse 11, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Alive through Jesus Christ. Dead to the old life. Depart from iniquity and depend upon Christ, but through Jesus Christ. Alive. Before we were dead. We're dead in our trespasses and sins. But in Christ we have a new life. Daily living is a life of faith. It's a life of just trusting Christ. And Paul there, when he was writing to the church in Galatia, in Galatians in chapter 2 and verse 10, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I. But the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I live by faith in Christ, trusting Him and Him alone. And so daily living is a life of faith. Victories that we can have in our life only come through Christ, in the name of, or through the authority of, or through the power of Christ. In Romans, in chapter 8, in verse 37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We are more than conquerors through Him, not in ourselves, not in our own abilities, but through Him. And victories come, a departure from a life of sin, a rejection of the false teachers, false doctrines, and so forth, give evidence of a life in Christ. But it's that which has enabled us through Christ. You know, often in daily living, we ask the question, is it wrong to? I've had people come to my office, especially young people, and they say, Pastor, is it wrong for me to, and then they will mention something, and it's a good question, it's a reasonable question, but I believe the better question is, can I do this and please the Lord? Can I do this and please the Lord? It's not, can I do this, but will it please the Lord? And if it is our desire to honor Christ, to please the Lord, it'll protect us from a lot of things that otherwise we would fall into, temptations that would come into our life. Is it profitable for me as a believer? Is it profitable for the cause of Christ? Will it draw me closer to the Lord, or will it actually put me further away from the Lord? Can I do it in Christ's name? Can I do it in His authority? Or must I get away from His authority? You know, Christ is our authority. He's our helper. He's our strength. It is through Him. It's through His power. It's through His wisdom, His guidance, that we live our daily life. You know, I referred to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17 and made application to our service for the Lord. And all that we do, whether we eat or drink or whatsoever we do, do all to the glory of God. But you know, that's not just applied to our service, but it's applied to everything that we do in our life. Whether I eat or drink or whatsoever I do, do all to the glory of God. And as we go through life and as we face different situations, we can ask ourselves that question, will this glorify the Lord? Will this meet with His approval in our life? Will it enable us to have an honorable vessel? Look at verses 20 and 21 of 2 Timothy 2. I'll read verse 19 again. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. He makes a contrast between two different types of vessels. You know, you and I are vessels. And are we a vessel unto honor or dishonor? Is my life, as I lean upon the Lord, is it a vessel of honor? And then he goes on in verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Meet, profitable, usable for the Lord. in our daily life is a life that is going to be victorious if we live it in the name of Christ. If we live it in dependence upon Him, as we follow His direction, as Solomon says back there in Proverbs in chapter 3 and verses 5 and 6, that we ought to not trust in ourselves, lean not upon thine own wisdom, upon thine own strength, but in all things acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our paths. And He is the one who enables us to live a life for Him. To live the Christian life. The Christian life cannot be lived in our own strength, in our own wisdom, but in the name of Christ. We're saved in the name of Christ. We live through the name and the power of Christ. And one day we'll live in His presence. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Almost gracious God and Heavenly Father, how truly thankful we are tonight to be able to have a life lived for Thee. But not only is a life lived for Thee, but it's a life that was lived through Thee. We pray, dear God, that You would continue to lead and guide in our lives. Help us as we go through the rest of this week to go with our eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We're thankful again for the time that we've had together. We pray again, Lord, that You would particularly be with the teens and Alan and Nicole, Pastor Alan and Nicole and Tiffany. Just bless their ministry there in New Lisbon. And may they be able to come home rejoicing because there have been some individuals who have come to them and saved the knowledge of Thee. We pray, Lord, that You would dismiss us with Thy blessing, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, I know, I hate to have you go home early tonight, but